Blog Talk Radio.
True. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronics and chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hot spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spinning. The fear it makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11 to demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president. It's evident, it's all been a smokescreen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all a torture. Enforces the rest where you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. Seeking retirement, no social security. Open up the conspiracy. Hold up now, are you hearing me? Running from all the tyranny. Lyrically moving waters. Just know the devil ain't scaring me. Fearing me don't exist. I clearly walk through the mist. Endearing me with the gifts that was given. Punching my fist. The paternal orders and lists. If you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit. But I'm revealing the script. So pick a role at your funeral. Pick a soul that seems beautiful. Change it and meme it. Then align with the stars and the numerals. Who are you? Would you stand with refugees in Sudan? Or walk the streets of Japan with knives and pistols in hand? Louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politics is description. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. True.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies. We won't compromise.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
Changes. That's True God featuring Stephen Joseph. If you all missed my interview with True God on late Saturday night, you missed a great interview. But don't fret, you can check it out at blogtalkradio.com. Culture Shock, KULTUREHOKENT-BATH. And it's confirmed he's returning on July the 14th, a week after his new LP. COA has dropped, and also that is the due date of his soon-to-be-born daughter's due date. His queen will give birth on that date, so he'll have to tell us about his new album more and also about the arrival of his new baby girl. So shout-out to True God and also Wrestling Heads. Also here at blogtalkradio.com. Call me, 714-409-0614. I'm chilling. Drinking my hot cup of hot cocoa, and I sound like I'm drinking something else, huh? And just finished my bowl of oatmeal. So a comment, 714-409-0614, and also I will be in the chat room real soon. So again, happy Manic Monday, Motivating Monday here at Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Here is Ricky. Remember Ricky? You need to invite him back because he is so conscious and positive also. Based in Savannah, Georgia.
I
like that. Don't worry, things will go your way. Oh, my God, that is so inspiring. Perfect, two perfect songs to listen to on the beginning of the week. Hope you all enjoyed your Father's Day weekend. I broadcast yesterday, if you missed it, talked about the origin of Father's Day. So if you missed it, check it out. You can check out every show that's ever been live, broadcast live since the premiere date of March 21st, 2011. Honestly, all shows are archived and also podcasted, and you can check them all out. But if you missed the show, discussed the origin of Father's Day. Father's Day. Oh, excuse me. My phone dropped, and I was hoping that we weren't disconnected, and we're not. Okay. And that you hear in the background is my Android. My touch Android is, for some reason, my screen is frozen. So like every 10 minutes, I hear the T-Mobile chime. The T-Mobile signature ring would make a little noise. So that's just it. That's what you hear in the background. I almost got off track because my phone had fallen, and I didn't want to get disconnected, like I said before. But I'm getting ready to enter the chat room. So there's a lot of things going on. Congratulations, Miami Heat. I missed the end of the game because I was watching. Who was watching the 112th USGA U.S. Open? For some reason, I just knew that tournament was just going to be amazing. And sure enough, it was. So congrats to Webb Simpson. That was an amazing tournament. And then during his presentation, that guy that always shows up at events, I mean, interrupted the presentation. I mean, I'm like, oh my God! And it was funny how Webb looked like, like, wait a second, what's going on? What's up with this guy? But just amazing. Congrats to Webb Simpson. But when I was tuned to the Thunder and the Heat game, the Thunder was always in the lead, and so I didn't know. I figured it could go either way, but I did not want to miss out on seeing who the winner was going to be and seeing the presentations also to the winner. So that was just amazing. But wow, this is getting good. Miami Heat 2, Thunder 1. Derek Fisher out there doing his thing with Thunder. So I always tell you all, he's one of my favorite players. And, you know, I always kept my eye. Miami Heat is a longtime fave team of mine, but I have kept my eyes on Oklahoma for years. The Grizzlies, the Hornets, the Clippers. I seen this 4 years ago, that those teams would be so successful. And sure enough, look at them. Look at them. Whoa! And today is the day that the four suspended New Orleans Saints players present their cases and attempt to get their cases appealed in front of Roger Goodell. So I wonder what's going to happen with that. I just thought about that. It's not something that I had just looked at, but I remember hearing reports on the end of the week that today's the day to attempt to get their appeals, to get their punishments, overturned or get lesser punishments or something. So I don't know what's going on. We just have to, keep our ears and eyes open. You all email me now at culturechockentertainment@yahoo.com and tweet me and everything. Inbox me. Send me the goodies, those of you that find out. I guess I need to make contact with the Saints also. But they're not going to talk legal news like that, honestly, because this is real. This is real deep. This is important news. Shout out to the Who Dat Nation. I'm so glad that the Who Dat Nation has expanded to the Hornets. It's amazing. But today we continue to talk about the review of walk-off weight book and journal written by Michelle Stanton. I'm going to shoot her an email today, invite her on the show to discuss the process of writing this book, so and so on. And I want to know, before I was interrupted by my phone falling, you've been taking good care of yourself. You can look like a picture of health, but it's important to take care of yourself. It's important to you know, get your proper rest and your proper exercise and to live a well-balanced life, a well-balanced on- and offline life. That's real important. So if you're a picture of health or not, it's important for all of us to take good care of ourselves. And something I always share, info provided to me by Smart People, but I recommend Smart People to everyone. If you're the picture of health or need to gain weight or need to lose weight, like yours truly, it's important to just know the proper things. That's part of our everyday lifestyle. It's important for us to know the proper things that we should be doing to do our best to live longer lives and healthier lives, and to, you know, not be such grouches also. You know, have you ever noticed that when people aren't, like, on good diets, have good eating habits, they tend to become grouchy? You know, I'm just saying, I won't say grouchy, but moody. So it's important to get those proper nutrients. That's something we learned a long time ago. And if you're young right now, that's something that you're learning right now. As a kid, we always learn how important it is to eat properly. But check out sportpeople.com. My username is Dreamer Beth, and I'm just amazed at Sport People Live, the online support community where you can interact with your coach and different coaches with Sport People via webcam and chat sessions. And I want to shout out to Coach Christy. You can friend her at Facebook, Coach, C-O-A-C-H, Christy, K-R-Y-S-T-I-E. She's based in Georgia, but she has clients worldwide also. So check her out. She is awesome. She has lost 20 pounds since January of 2010. Amazing. I mean, she is so encouraging, so inspiring, and she's just amazing. So friend her, and also you can search her also at sportpeople.com by, you know, Coach Christy. Her page is Coach Christy too. But if you just search in Coach Christy, you will see her. She's considered a sport leader, and just amazing. And there's other coaches. Like I told you on Friday, Thursday has an amazing class presented by a dietitian and dietitian Betty, who discussed the importance of organizing one's kitchen and your utensils and how to properly use different appliances, from your bread makers to your George Foreman grills and so on, and how important it is to have the proper spices in your cupboard and to throw out expired products. We all know that throw out everything expired. So, in your kitchen, expired items and spices, but then also, you know, just like our makeup and our grooming bag, you know, discard those type of items also. So that's really important. Also, the organizing is really important. So in the near future, we're going to talk more about cluttering and hoarding, and decluttering, and how to get away from hoarding and not to become a hoarder. I am an admitted clutterer. I love to clean and organize, but I'm a clutterer. Right now I'm behind on Wall Street Journal, and I have them stacked up. But this morning I'm going to go through them and put them in the recycle bin this morning. Because I have them stacked up. My cousin Linda says she's the same way. She's behind on reading magazines and favorite papers and periodicals. They stack up, you know, but it's important to get to items like that and zap through them. I love watching Nate Burka sometimes, and I like the way he declutters. But we're going to discuss decluttering and hoarding in the near future also, because that's all part of cleaning. Spring cleaning, summer cleaning, different seasonal cleaning, or, you know, just everyday organizing. One thing about it, shows that's where I'm very popular and shows that are in demand and something that my own and offline friends always discuss. A DIY project, doing-it-yourself project, that's something that we should talk more about. What's your DIY project that you're working on, a project? I have a table that I need that is my DIY project. It had been in good condition, just need a little work, but now I know I need to do a little bit more work to it, and I need to find chairs to match this table. So that's like a DIY project of mine. My mother has told me everything that I need to do. I just need to get the items and do the things that I need to do to freshen up the table so it could be polished up and look good, and I need to find chairs to match it. But there's different sizes of DIY projects when you are adding on and doing things to your homes, and or it might be a table or a chair or anything, or refurbishing or a couch, I don't know, anything. But that's like a good topic to talk about in the near future. And remember, Neil Thacker will be guest soon, but you know, he recently lost his mother. And so I'm sure he will let me know when he feels like coming on and discussing being a real estate investor and flipping developments in the Chicago area and other areas also, you know, along with his partners. And also, again, he's a proponent of anti-piracy. And he also, I don't know, on that show, we probably dabble in it, but that's a whole other show also discussing piracy rights. Anti-piracy rights, and you know how to keep those hands off of intellectual properties that are meant for artists and musicians. And and mind you, also those people in the fashion industry, because I mentioned that to him, that also the fashion industry also has an issue with piracy. That's something that I've always loved to share. Ever since I was in college, at High Seminary College, studying Southern marketing and distributive technology, specializing in fashion merchandising and retail management. and it's some information that I added some info to it, but it was something that my fashion modeling teacher had shared. And it was called How to Start a Wealthy Weight Management Program. And I just want to share this, something that I've had with me for more than 20 years, and it is effective and it does work. Also, a healthy weight management program. Number one, make sure it's the right food plan, the right diet. In other words, make sure it's realistic. Consult your doctor if you're planning to lose more than 15 pounds. Don't pick an impossible, stressful time, you know, because you can be distracted, like holidays or when it's time for an exam or it could be other things, getting ready for a big meeting or anything. Four, don't just jump into it. Plan it. Five, eat slowly. And six, eat in courses. Seven, wait 5 minutes. You know, give your food time to digest. So if you notice when you stop eating before you're full, that fullness feeling overcomes you and overwhelms your being. So wait 5 minutes before eating dessert. Eight, eat everything you're supposed to eat. When you eat everything healthy is the important word that you're supposed to eat, then that helps one from eating unhealthy. Now, this is something that, you know, most of us are guilty of, those of us that watch television. Don't eat while watching TV. I definitely eat and watch television. Some of us eat while we're on the computer. That I don't do. I rarely do. 10, pay close attention to every bite you eat. Unless it's like a fruit or banana or apple or something like that. Pay close attention to every bite you eat. You know, chew your food properly and swallow your food. And 11, and I remember, remember, this information that I had before the internet and stuff like that. But, you know, you can update it the way it is dealing with the internet. Because definitely put it in your, you know, keep it in your calendar. Doing your in your notes. 11, Dietrich's Weight Manager Survival Kit is with 11. And the Dietrich's Weight Manager Survival Kit is have a calorie counter, a supply of low-calorie drinks, you know, drinks and juices. Keep sweetened low and equal in Splenda in your survival kit. 3x5 cards, you know, with your health, with your new diet on it, written on it, like, with your new food plan on it. That way you can refer to it. But, you know, with your phone, you can have it in your phone. Put it on your phone and just refer to it. But sometimes the good old-fashioned way of having an old-fashioned card and looking at things are good. And something that Dietitian Betty talked about with Spark People Live the other night on Thursday, this is part of the Dietitian's Kit, Survivor Kit also. Real good supply of herbs and spices. It's real important to have a real good supply of herbs and spices, you know, for that right flavoring. And it's also important to have a big supply of raw fruit and vegetables, you know, because you can do almost anything with fruits and vegetables. One thing I think I like about fruits and vegetables is you get full off of fruits and vegetables also. And then here's some more information. Don't skip your meals. Eat 3 complete meals. Go light on your sweets and your starches. Eat slowly, like I said before. Chew your food well. Always drink several glasses of water. And that's something that always stress. Always drink several glasses of water. Avoid, you know, there's a difference in spices and so on, but avoid salty, spicy foods. Weigh yourself regularly. Keep your protein level high. And keep your protein level high and fill up on it, and, you know, you won't, your intake won't turn to fat if you keep your protein level high. And see, I'm working on my metabolism. Stop eating while still hungry. That's a perfect example. Stop eating while you're still hungry, and then you'll realize a few minutes later that fullness will overcome you. You know, it's something about our brain and our stomachs, huh? And our taste buds. Oh, my God. That's why Simpson is so popular. I enjoy taking Simpson when I could because it just does something. It affects your taste buds, you know? But I don't take Simpson anymore. But, you know, it works. My sister and my niece took it. But that's what I like about Simpson. It affects your taste buds. Eat 4 meals a day. You know, I said 3 meals. Eat 3 complete meals a day. But, you know, a lot of people do eat 4 meals a day. Eat 3 to 4 meals a day. This is like a schedule right here. 7 and 9:30, for example. 9:30 the latest for your breakfast. 10:30 to 11:30, drink you like a protein drink, protein shake. You know, like Ensure or something like that. 12 to 1:30, let that be your lunch time. 2:30 to 3:30, snack. 5 to 6:30, your dinner supper time. 7:30 to 8:30, your snack time. 9:30 to would be your late night meal. And you know, I found out in recent years that it's not good for me to eat like heavy foods late at night. I always knew better. I used to really stick to this right here. And it's not hard to stick to. But 9:30, let that be your late night meal. 7:30, 8:30 snack. Around 9:30 is a late night snack meal. But, you know, you really do. You know your schedule, and you know how to personalize this information. Also, I have shared it before on Facebook within my notes. I will reshare it on my page also. So that's pretty much it right there. There's that T-Mobile ringtone I was telling you about. And, oh, also, you know, know how much I love. I need to start sharing our favorite quotes more. Believe, dream, will, and put it in the hands of God. That's just everything. Let's, you know, believe, dream, will, and put it in the hands of God. That is a quote from, wow, I've read almost nearly probably all of his books. And I just read, like, picked up one recently to reread. Norman Vincent Peale, Believe, Dream, Will, and Put It in the Hands of God. Amen. I love that. But remember, 50 more seconds of live streaming. I can continue talking so we could talk a little bit about walk-off weight. I won't take up too much of your time, but walk-off weight is amazing. I've been using my exercise band. I have not really started the walking process. I'm always walking and exercising and doing things, but I'm going to follow the advice in the book by the T. And I think last week went a little bit through week one. And also, I'm looking at there's the workout log, there's the food log. Then there's also like the weekly measurements log where you measure your progression. And there's just different levels of exercise routines, from focusing on your core to you're focusing on your lower body, practicing the right technique, and so on. And so there's like different weeks. Let me see how many weeks. There's 13 weeks. Wait. No, it's not 13 weeks. 15 weeks. 16-week journal. And on the book it says lose up to 22 pounds in just 8 weeks by following the guidelines. But I'm going to shoot Michelle Stetson an email today, and hopefully we can get her on next week or real soon to discuss some of her favorite parts. I'm looking at some information in here, and this is called the Wow Factor. And it says, ditch the cell phone chatting. And this is on page 43 in chapter 3, called The Prep Before You Walk. And it says, a study from the University of Illinois shows that pedestrians who walk through virtual streets while talking on a cell phone, even hands-free, were more distracted. It took 25% longer to cross streets and were as much as 15% more likely to be in an accident than those who walk by listening to music. It's still smart to carry a cell phone in case of an emergency, but if you want to talk, walk with another person. Oh, man, I see people all the time walking and talking, literally like doing exercise, walking and talking on the phone. But it's good when you're listening to music or listening to your favorite talk radio shows when you're exercising, and especially when you're walking. And here's something about water. Here's a word about water, and this is on page 42. And it says that more than 50% of your entire body is made up of water. Some parts have even more. Your brain, for example, is 70% water. Your brain is 70% water. So when some of you call people waterheads, wow, we're all waterheads. 70% water. And your muscles 75%. So as you can see, water is absolutely essential for a properly functioning body. But when you work out, you sweat, which causes you to lose fluids. That's why it's particularly important to make sure that you're drinking enough before, during, and after your workouts. As you'll see, the WOW diet guidelines in WOW, you know, walk off weight, guidelines in Chapter 7 recommend drinking at least 8 ounces glasses of water a day in addition to other fluids. If you drink less than that, it can make exercise feel harder, and it may even slow your metabolism. See, water is very important for our metabolism. And to make sure that you're properly hydrated for your walks, drink one or two of those glasses 1 to 2 hours before your workout. Then either carry water with you in a waist pack or backpack, not in your hand. Or make sure that you can get water along your route. And sip every 15 to 20 minutes. I'm always sipping. I always have a water bottle with me, even if I'm not working out. I always have some water around me, always getting hydrated. Replenish with another 8 ounces at the end of your walk. You may need more in hot weather, and, you know, it's hot where I'm at, in the deep south of Mississippi. So I can go on and talk a little bit about hot weather gear. There's information about cold weather gear, rain gear. I'll talk about the rain gear and hot weather gear, and then we'll conclude. What to wear. While the other essential pieces of equipment for walking are a good pair of sneakers, socks, I send yourself a few key pieces along with season-specific clothing will make walking more enjoyable. So you'll be more likely to stick with your workouts year-round. Regarding rain gear, with today's high-tech, breathable, waterproof fabrics, you can keep walking even when it's wet outside. A good waterproof, such as Gore-Tex, jacket, and pants will help you stay dry. Now, I know that's an awesome line because that's the gear of the Weather Channel. I love watching the Weather Channel, and that's one thing that I always see the reporters and anchors wearing. Get a brim, look for a jacket with a brim on the hood, or wear a hat with a brim to keep the rain out of your eyes. Wrap up your shoes if you live in a climate that gets a fair amount of rain. You may want to invest in a pair of waterproof shoes. They often have a heavier, more rugged tread that can help you navigate slippery terrain gracefully. Rainproof your shoes. Occasional showers, you can enhance the water resistance of your shoes by treating them with waterproofing spray available in most shoe stores. And regarding hot weather gear, when the temperature rises, it's best to wear light colored, loose-fitting, breathable fabrics such as dry fit or cool max. Avoid cotton, which tends to get soggy. She says, trust her. Once you try wicking fabrics, you'll never go back. Choose clothes with coverage. While you want to wear the bare minimum when it's sweaty weather, you still should protect yourself from the sun's skin damage and rays. Look for athletic apparel that comes with SPF or UPF ultraviolet protection factor rating of 30 or higher. They are available at many sporting goods stores or search sun protective clothing online. And don't forget the sunscreen on exposed body parts. And that's for all races, all complexions. It's important to have sunscreen on your skin, regardless of your ethnicity. Switch shoes. For warm weather workouts, you need lightweight, ventilated walking shoes and socks that wick away sweat. Mesh is cooler than leather and dries faster when your feet sweat. You may also get an extra pair of shoes and alternate between them every other day, so that each pair has a chance to dry out completely. This helps you to prevent fungal infections, blisters, and smelly feet. And also, most importantly, wear a hat and sunglasses besides the obvious protection from UV rays. These two sunblocking items can ensure that you maintain good walking posture. A common response to sun shining in your eyes is to look down at the ground in front of you, which is one of the most common walking mistakes. It puts pressure on your neck and upper back and slows you down. And a lot of us walk maybe before day or after it gets dark, night gear. It takes more than just a white shirt for a few reflective strips to be noticed at night. A driver going 50 miles per hour needs nearly 300 feet to see you, react, and get the vehicle to come to a complete stop on dry pavement. If you're wearing a white T-shirt, he won't spot you until he's 224 feet away. Reflective wear makes you 4 times more visible. The key is to eliminate yourself from head to toe. The more your body shape that drivers can see, the more quickly they will recognize you. Wear a bright hat or headband. This ensures that your highest point is visible. Find a reflective jacket or two. Look for ones with reflective material on at least 2 of these key areas, waist, shoulders, and arms. Slip on a vest will turn any top or jacket into a visible shield. The more reflective strips, the better, especially around the waist and shoulders. And make sure that your shoes and gloves are visible too. Drivers will see you sooner when the body parts that you move the most, your hands and feet, are illuminated. So, well, there's one more, and it's cold weather gear. for wintertime, it's just one more. You want to dress in layers. That way you can easily take some clothes off as you warm up and then put them back on as you cool down. And thanks to high-tech synthetic fabrics like Coolmax, you won't look or feel bulky. Synthetic materials also do a better job of keeping you warm and dry, either wool or cotton. You would be amazed at how comfortable you can be, even at extremely cold temperatures. One, start with a light inner layer. The one closest to your skin should be made of light synthetic fabrics, such as Coolmax or polypropylene, to wick sweat away from your body so you stay dry. Add a middle or insulating layer to a sweater, a sweatshirt, or a pullover made of lightweight fleece fabric, such as Polartec, would keep you warm. To the protective outer layer, a top layer of waterproof, breathable fabric, such as Gore-Tex, will buffer you from elements and let sweat escape. You want a garment that protects you from wind and cold, but it should also be breathable, meaning that it allows water vapor to escape without actually letting water in. And last but not least, wear a pair of waterproof shoes or boots for icy conditions that let strap-on cleats available at many sporting goods stores, such as Stable, Icers, and Yak Tracks, can give you more traction. So, and don't forget a hat, gloves, and sunscreen. Yes, in cold weather. You can still get sunburn in the winter, especially when the sunlight is reflected off of the snow. So, also, don't let your workout slip during the winter. Research from Vanderbilt University Medical Center shows that women tend to move at least in December, January, and February, which can translate to a 10% drop in calorie burn compared with summer months. Decaf from the couch and take your workout indoors, walking on a treadmill, or inside a shopping mall. Or brave the chill by walking fast or trying new sports such as snowshoeing, which burns up to 100 calories in just 10 minutes. Just wanted to share this since I was talking about cold weather. That's it for that. And, wow. And sending condolences also to the loved ones of the late Mr. Rodney King also, who made history by being the victim of police brutality 20 years ago in Los Angeles. So I guess we'll hear more about his cause of death. So he was found drowned in his pool. His fiance said he had been drinking and smoked a little marijuana. So no. So I guess we cannot assume. But wow, found dead in his pool. And but game 4 will be played tomorrow in Miami. That's Tuesday. It should be awesome. Tomorrow's show will be about crime in our community. It's entitled State of Emergency. Crime in our communities. Please call in and share your perspective. The show will be rated mature. So you know, share. 714-409-0644. Of course, Wednesday would be Matters of the Heart. Let's talk about anything and everything. Of course, I'm probably going to talk a little bit about body image and talk about some other things also that's been, like, big in the news regarding our relationships, dating, love, romance, divorce, marriage, et cetera. And Thursday would be another show of interesting current hot topics. Pili Cortez, I'm supposed to be promoting WoHo Films on Thursday, so that definitely will be part of the show regarding WoHo Films. One of my dear friends in London, which she's an international traveler also, and of course Friday, Sports Edition Friday, and Saturday will be Jay Williams, an artist, a songwriter, a singer out of Indiana, and he is an amazing Facebook friend of mine. But I thank you so much for your support, and thank you for those of you that spread the word regarding Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And don't hesitate, if you have a show idea or want to come on the show and talk about a certain topic, don't hesitate to let me know, okay? So it's been a blast this morning, and what's up? What's up? It's the beginning of a new week, a new day. So let's do what we do and spread love. I really thank you. I thank my friends in the UK and Australia for sharing the link to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. within the different and various Facebook group pages and other pages. I really thank you and love your support. We're just spreading the international love, huh? We're international lovers. So just shout out to my friends and those that are local listeners too, also here in Jackson, Mississippi, and in the States and everywhere. And a lot of my friends poked me this morning on Facebook. So I want to say hi to Annie, Cassandra, Andrea, and Donna Robinson in New Orleans. Stanley, Mike, Wim, Dot Violator, Susan, Cedric, Harold, Jason, Karen, Ron. Thank you all for poking me early this morning or late last night when I logged in. I had so many pokes on Facebook. So thank you for sharing the love. Okay? Well, be good, and I really appreciate you. And I said I would be in the chat room, and I've just been gabbing, and I did not go in the chat room. So if you were in the chat room, my apologies, because I was just gabbing away and did not enter the chat room when I said I would enter the chat room. I'm checking the chat room now because, you know, the chat room goes on and on and on. And also, if you don't have a listener profile, create a listener profile so you can interact within chat rooms and also interact within the entire Blog Talk Radio community. So shout out to everyone. Shout out to Belinda Bostic, to Rich Roughneck. Shout out to Mark. Mark is a Mark brand. I'm a Mark rep. To Mark Mentor, Mandy, and Kelly Gaynor, both in Georgia. And shout out to attorney Jay Lucas and to my dentist, Dr. Grenadi, and just shout out to everybody. So thank you, and until next time, God bless. Shout out to David.